Massachusetts Democrats hope a virtual listening tour will help clarify voters' rightward shift in last year's election. While Vice President Kamala Harris easily won the Deep Blue state with more than 60% of the vote, President-elect Donald Trump improved his 2020 results by roughly 4 percentage points, flipping dozens of towns he previously lost. State Democratic Party Chairman Steve Kerrigan says it's time for the party to regroup.
Shares of the vote in Fall River certainly shifted in other pockets of the Commonwealth, and we cannot just rest on our laurels and look at the victories without looking at opportunities for growth.
Kerrigan says the virtual listening tour will include each of the state's 9 congressional districts and their representatives and will run through February 13th. Interested voters can register online at the state Democratic Party's website. Republican gains in Massachusetts mirrored national trends, including significant swings in majority Latino communities. The state GOP also managed to flip 3 legislative seats. Still, Democrats easily reelected their entire congressional delegation and maintained wide majorities on Beacon Hill. But Kerrigan says it's concerning that 145,000 fewer voters turned out last year compared with 2020.
Sitting out an election should not be an option. When our voice isn't heard, election results might not result the way we want them to be, and we've got to push back against that sort of apathy.
Kerrigan says Democrats want to hear from voters while the president-elect dictates the Republican Party's agenda. Some progressives are pushing Democrats to redefine what a blue state means. They're calling for an increase in the minimum wage, an accelerated transition to a green economy, and Medicare for All, which has already been approved in dozens of local non-binding ballots. Support for this reporting was provided by Carnegie Corporation of New York. I'm Catherine Carley reporting. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.